In Parashas Emor, the Torah gives us the list of the Moadim. So it seems to me, the first one it brings down is It seems to be Shabbos. And the kasha is the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about saying Hallel, the different rules, why we say full Hallel on the whole Sukkot, not on Pesach, because it has its own carbon, it has to be called the Moed, it's a Malacha, but by Rosh Chodesh, Chatzi Hallel, because it's only, it's not Yikdish Batsi, it's Malacha, but it is called the Moed, even though not here, or perhaps allusion to it. And Shabbos, it says, it has all the other ones. It's Ikdish Basiyas Malacha Karba, but it doesn't. It's not called the Moed. What do you mean it's not called the Moed? Ela Tikrosam Mikrai Kodesh, Ela Himoadai. And it seems to say Shabbos. And the villain, the Gaon says, no. It's not referring to Shabbos. We know that the difference between Shabbos and Yantar, like Shabbos, you can't do any Malacha. On Yantav Malachas Avoda. So here it says, Sheisha Shaman Te'asa Malacha. So it's not so Pasha is referring to the 6 days of the week. The Vinogha says, referring to the six Yom Tovim. What are the six Yom Tovim? Well, we have 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot, I guess 1 day Rosh Hashanah, and 1 day Shavuos. So it says, Sheisha Shamim Te'asa Malacha. You can do Malacha. You can do Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Uvayom HaShvi'i, on the 7th day, not referring to 7th holiday, Shabbat Shabbaton. What Shabbat Shabbaton? That is not Shabbat, referring to Yom Kippur. Kol Malacha Lo Sasu. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon points out that Shabbat, to explain, to reconcile the Gemara, which says clearly Shabbos is not a Moed, but it seems to be listed as one of the Moedim, he says, no, it's referring to the six Yom Tovim and the six biblical Yom Tovim with the Isra Malacha Zavoda, and Shabbat Shabbaton is referring to Yom Kippur, not Shabbos.